with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Missouri's Republican government is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan, giving Democrats a chance at winning five more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, AAA spokeswoman Aisha Diaz says there aren't as many people traveling for Labor Day weekend compared to the other major holidays this year.
Labor Day weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycation.
Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says a crime rate has become so bad in Washington, D.C., it's actually higher than in some notorious foreign cities like Bogota.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, you shouldn't travel to. Or a capital is but roughly the same murder rate.
Author and political commentator Gordon Chang says he disagrees with President Trump when it comes to supporting more Chinese students at American universities. After all, Chang says American schools are primarily to educate Americans.
But also we know that China weaponizes its students. Some percentage, perhaps 13% in one study, commit acts of espionage against the United States.
Chang interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding back in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening its own credit union. This is SRN News. A losing session Friday, and Wall Street's record streak has come to an end.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.6% Friday. The index climbed a little less than 2% for August, marking its fourth monthly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 92 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. Treasury yields wound up mixed in the bond market. That came after the government reported the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed a 2.6% increase last month, in line with expectations. U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Labor Day. Seth Sutel, New York.
Novak Djokovic shook off a back problem early in the match to beat Cam Norrie on Friday, and at the age of 38, becomes the oldest man to reach the fourth round of the U.S. Open since Jimmy Connors pulled off the same feat at the same age. He did that back in 1991. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.